Sorry, we're running a little late today because I got sidetracked by Giglio coming out of the gates hot in his feelings about officiating. It's fine. He's not alone in that, by the way. You know, I was on social media today. I see our friend Will Brinson, CBS Sports, on the Pick Six podcast, lamenting officiating. Y'all, we can lament officiating every Sunday. We can lament, for instance, NC State Wake Forest. You were at the NC State Wake Forest game.
I was.
And we're going to answer some Hey Joe questions here in about 5 minutes or so. We're running way late, so we'll just do it at 3:45. But I think actually talking about NC State Wake Forest and some ACC basketball here is actually a good way to transition this. So we did the thing again on Saturday between the Wolfpack and the Demon Deacons, where we were tracking free throw differential again, right? Like, log off, folks. I mean, if that's why you're watching a basketball game, I can't. I don't know what to tell you anymore. Maybe watching sports isn't for you anymore. I that might be a harsh conversation to have, but if that's why you're watching a sporting event, it might be time to pick up another hobby. But I saw it playing out. And as NC State was trying to claw their way back into that game against the Demon Deacons, you know what became abundantly clear? State fans, you don't want to go to the line because you can't make free throws. I forgot what their free throw percentage was at some point in the second half before DJ Burns actually sank two to really seal the deal late.
It was like 2 of 10 or 2 of 11.
It was awful, awful, to the point where I was not shocked when they went to hack a DJ there late. Remember, there was a foul away from the basket to put DJ on the line. And I'm thinking, you know what? Good for Steve Forbes, because he knows they can't make free throws right now. And he missed the front end, did he not? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he missed the first one. Anyway, so, nah, State's win over Wake Forest wasn't about you obsessing over free throw differential. It was, holy crap, DJ Burns balled out, okay? It's not, oh, man, Wake Forest got to the line so much. It's, hey, look at this NC State team that everybody was wringing their hands over earlier in the year and, you know, can't have nice things, actually having nice things. DJ Burns, not only did they take advantage of the fact that Wake Forest is a little soft on the inside and DJ Burns absolutely feasted on that, that other guys stepped up when needed. Just wasn't about the DJ Burns twos. It was a timely Jarkel Joyner three. How big was that Casey Morsell three in the corner, by the way, which is where he always makes his threes?
LJ Thomas and Casey Morsell, to Steve Forbes' point about doubling Burns, was why he didn't want to double Burns. I thought that was a great cat and mouse game.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, Winston-Salem first half, Damari Monsanto really carried Wake.
He did.
Now, Terquavion Smith picks up his third foul in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Forbes is a smart coach. So what does he do? He has Hildreth basically try to exploit Smith. However, Hildreth wasn't finishing the way that Monsanto was. And I thought that was the real problem for Wake, is Monsanto, 15 points first half. He was the hot hand. But since Smith wasn't guarding him, Forbes rightly went away from him to try to get Smith out of the game. But it turned out that the tables kind of flipped there, because with Burns, I'm looking at Mike Marsh, and I'm going, this guy's huge.
Yeah.
7'1", 250.
But.
And Burns was just bullying him. Bullying.
Sometimes you could be tall for nothing.
I mean.
I'm just saying.
He was bullying him. wasn't until the final two possessions, one of the hack of Burns possessions, when Forbes was like, I'm going to put Monsanto on him because he's strong enough and he's got a low enough base that he's at least not moving him with the ease that he was with Marsh. So, yeah, the officiating in the first half of that game was curious on Smith. His second foul was not a foul. But the third foul was like the definition of stupid. You have two fouls. There's 7 minutes left in the half.
Mm-hmm.
And you're reaching over 6'10 Andrew Carr.
Yeah, man.
And then, like, no, that's just straight up dumb.
Yeah.
You know? I think Wake is an incredibly well-coached team. But they're not the most athletic team in the history of the world.
Also,
which, you know, you look at State. They have some really athletic players, particularly when they don't score. I feel like Joyner and Morsell get after you defensively. And I think that's made a big difference for them.
The other thing about NC State, too, and again, trying to get away from immediately going to officiating conversations out of this weekend, I'm gonna mash up two coachisms that we used to hear a lot all the time when they were here. All right. So when Sidney Lowe was the head coach at NC State, what would he say?
Gotta make shots,
right? Gotta make shots. And what would Roy Williams say?
Everything looks better when the ball goes in the basket.
Okay. So, I mean, my feeble basketball brain might not be able to process this correctly, but it wasn't like NC State was taking bad shots in the first half. I mean, we're talking point blank shots that rimmed out. It was bad rim luck sometimes. I never really got the sense that NC State was taking poor shots. I never got the idea that NC State wasn't getting their opportunities.
Yeah.
Sometimes the ball just doesn't go in.
Yeah, including Burns on the first half.
Yeah, man. Sometimes that rim is like the NC State fair rim. You're going, wait a minute, how am I supposed to get it in there, man? Like, everything's bouncing out. So, look, things eventually even out towards the end, and I think that's what happened with NC State. And NC State, honestly, with what's going on the rest of this weekend, I know it's Duke Carolina week, and we'll have plenty of time to talk about that as well, even though I don't know what to make of this game coming up on Saturday. NC State has kind of ventured into the, all right, don't do anything stupid mode.
Yeah. Okay. I got a couple of stupid games
and
coming
up,
and that's fine.
They got Florida State 9 o'clock on Wednesday. I think the Georgia Tech game 1 o'clock on Saturday is the stupid game.
They got a lot of stupid coming up, and that's fine. But please, pretty please, somehow on Wednesday and or Thursday in Greensboro, give us the Big Four. And I don't care in what combination.
Oh.
Because so far the games that I've seen between Duke and Wake and State and Carolina have been very, very good. Would love to see that in Greensboro.
All right, we'll take a quick update here, and we'll answer some Hey Joe questions next.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete DeRuda, America's wealth coach and best-selling author. Coach, one of the big questions I always hear is, do I have enough money to retire?
Well, maybe, maybe not. The most important thing is you have lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll design that plan for the next 10 people who call. No cost or obligation. Put yourself in control of retirement.
Call 800-691-3215. You can also text Tim to 600-700. That's T-I-M to 600-700. You'll hear from Coach Pete and the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Joe cracked the door,
It's the OG. Alongside Joe Giglio, I'm Joe Ovius. Dennis Cox is the producer of this program. And yeah, it's time to answer some Hey Joe questions. So what do we got?
From Robert, Hey Joe, which Super Bowl headline will be the one we get sick of first? Kelce versus Kelce, Reed Bowl, or Mahomes' ankle?
Oh, Kelce versus Kelce has got big. Did you know Jerome Bettis is from Detroit Energy? Written all over it. The parents. Look, quite frankly, I am fascinated. I hope they track them all down, talk to them. They got the double stitch jersey, you know, half Travis, half Jason. Yeah. I'm here for it. Because, like, it is, like, you know, you might go to even a college game or a high school game and be like, well, my sons, they're, or even a regular season Svechnikov or Stahl game, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, oh, well, they're brothers and they're playing against each other. No, this is the actual Super Bowl, okay?
It's a little different.
Well, just a smidge.
Yeah, we have entered the 2 weeks of Super Bowl coverage that I enjoy. Is it the Andy Reid Bowl? Because we'll get into the coaching tree stuff and, you know, kind of retconning his time in Philadelphia versus what he's done in Kansas City. I'm sure we'll hear from Donovan McNabb at some point and everything else. Fine, whatever. No. I'm here for the food takes that happen between now and the actual Super Bowl. Because you have to
have... There's definitely a mayor bet. Kansas City barbecue, Philly cheesesteaks.
There's going to be some sort of Philly cheesesteak discourse. The last time the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, it was, what, 2017? So I remember the place doesn't exist anymore, and it bothers me. But there was a place called Patrick Jane's and Cary off Kildare Farms. And Kevin, the owner of the place, was a Philly guy. So it kind of became a de facto Eagles bar. And he brought all the stuff in from the area. Like, he had the Amorosa rolls and everything else. He had the sticky buns. Like, he had it ready to go. He couldn't call it the Old Bay Chickie and Pete's fries, but he did his best imitation of the Chickies and Pete's fries. So, yeah, I don't think it doesn't exist anymore, which kind of bothers me. I miss that place. So now,
if you could stop talking about French fries, I would appreciate that.
I love French fries.
If you could,
it's my weakness.
Maybe not bring up pizza either. Then we'll
no, 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 no. Of all the foods, French fries are my weakness. And yeah, man, Chickies and Pete's, by putting like, it's like an Old Bay cheese sauce that they put with it. It's really good.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And then, of course, with Kansas City, what are we going to get with Kansas City?
Actual? Uh-oh, I said it.
Oh, there it is.
When I think of Kansas City, I do think of actual barbecue, not North Carolina barbecue.
There it is. There it is. There it is. I feel like we're going to have to talk to some barbecue experts between now and the Super Bowl to get the distinctions of the barbecue and why everybody gets worked up about Kansas City barbecue.
What is sold in the store as barbecue sauce is what we think of. Most people not in the state of North Carolina
or even
South Carolina maybe
think
of as barbecue.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, though, we think of the actual chopped meat as barbecue.
So that's going to come up, and people are going to get triggered about Kansas City barbecue isn't that great. It's this. And then there's rumors of a Kansas City style bagel. Am I not mistaken by this? Did I get that wrong?
That's Cox. He's got the Benson hookup.
You got some like Benson Kansas City bagel guy?
Yeah, there's a guy I know down in Benson. Steve's Bagels, he's a big Kansas City Chiefs fan.
All right, we might have to take a road trip out to this bagel joint out in Benson. It's like, 45 minutes from here?
Yeah, it's about that.
Okay. All right, next up.
Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so.
All right, this one comes from Big Cat. Hey, Joe, what would NC State's net ranking be if they were 21-1, all their wins were only by 1 point, but that lone loss was to Louisville at home by 40?
That would require us to know how net works. Isn't that kind of the problem?
It is the primary issue. Yes. Louisville, though, just being an anchor on the league at 3:30. I didn't realize they were only 2-19 on the season. Mm-hmm. That doesn't even seem possible. Like, I was at NC State for the worst of the Les Robinson teams, and even they did not wallow in such numbers.
Is this like a backdoor question about Clemson? By the way,
my new favorite two things on the internet. While you're upset about the officials, I live for Clemson basketball fan.
I am not upset about the officials.
You're upset about how people are reacting.
Okay, you're right. You're not
upset about the officials. I am enamored with Clemson and Wake Forest fans every single day being like, "Well, we beat Team X twice, and they're 85 spots ahead of us. I don't understand." Okay, and as I saw our friend Josh Graham this week, and Wake Forest, he loves to complain about the net. I go, just ignore the net. Just ignore it. Your number doesn't matter. It's what you do against the other teams anyway. So if Virginia Tech is ahead of Clemson and Clemson's beat them twice, guess what? That's great for Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Stop whinging.
It is peak whinge season right now. All right, next up.
Lean back. From Esk, hey Joe, can you make a burner account and flame Bruin Twitter for us?
It was a bad afternoon for the Boston Bruins yesterday at PNC Arena. Right down to the Brad Marchand, I'm going to be a pest. I'm going to try to get at Sebastian Aho. I did enjoy how Brad Marchand could hit an official in the face and not get an extra amount of penalty time, but what do I know? As our guy Streezy joked, maybe he was celebrating the call, and that's why the official who got popped in the face by Brad was not going to call him for anything additional. Look, the Carolina Hurricanes, the Boston Bruins provide some spiciness in the regular season. I appreciate that.
Did it? Was it?
Oh, it was spicy yesterday.
Was it playoff-like?
Oh, absolutely was.
All right.
Thank you.
I made sure to alert Alec Campbell and Adam Gold yesterday afternoon. Hey. Uh-oh. Hey. I think we have the P word happening here.
You and I are on the same page when it comes to playoff-like atmosphere. These two teams clearly do not like each other.
Well, now they have plenty of history in the playoffs.
They have history. Too. This is not too different from how it was in the turn of the century with the Carolina Hurricanes and the New Jersey Devils. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know that Luke DeCock wrote about this a while back in the News and Observer about how we could see a rekindling of that 2002 to 2006 time frame between the Carolina Hurricanes and the Devils this playoff go. But right now, we're still kind of settling scores with the Boston Bruins, who you know, look, they've been one of the best teams
in the NHL all season long. They had lost twice for the first time this season in a row going into this game, and everybody's attitude was, well, they're not losing today, and the Carolina Hurricanes sunned them on Sunday afternoon at PNC Arena.
I would like to take credit for Sebastian Aho's recent surge, because after the Max Pacioretty injury, and we were talking about, well, maybe the Canes need to make some trades. Maybe they move some parts around. And I said, you know what? Maybe it's not the worst idea in the world to maybe pair up some of these Finns and ship them out.
It was one of your worst ideas.
Well, since then, though, he has 7 goals in 4 games. So
I actually know why he's been doing that.
Why?
I know why.
The first goal yesterday was magic.
Yeah.
Was pure magic.
No, I know Sebastian Aho has been turning it up. In fact, I might suggest something to our management. You want to get our best performances? You want to ramp things up? Imagine going home every day and you see a big version of yourself on the side of a building.
Well, the building posters.
Yeah, so if you go through
North
Hills, there's, if you go on 440 by Six Forks, there is this gigantic Sebastian Aho on the side of a building. I think there's a Svechnikov in downtown Raleigh, right? But there's Aho. Think about that. You're coming home and you see yourself every day? I mean, I'd love that. Imagine if I left the show and there was a big old version of us on the side of the building that I drive past every day on my way home, Joe.
Let's see how long it took him to get 7. He had 7 goals in 4 games.
Yeah.
Before that, it was, you got to go back to November 3rd. So, obviously, something has triggered. Fishy.
Something has. Maybe it was him.
And by the way, Natchez, he's not an all-star. He's still not an all-star.
It's ridiculous.
He should have been an all-star based on Friday's
performance. There's the other motivation that's coming for the Carolina Hurricanes.
Friday's game was bonkers.
All right, next up.
Yeah!
From Todd, hey, Joe, between the Filipowski punch, the LeBron no-call, and the circus surrounding UNC's last 2 wins, is basketball officiating broken?
No, you're broken. Okay. Next.
Whoa.
All right, last one's from Isaac. Hey, Joe, UNC Asheville is winning the Big South with a higher Q1 win percentage than the Heels. Can we start a respect the Bulldogs movement?
No. Isaac, you did that wrong. You did that wrong, Isaac. You should have asked, is UNC Asheville the best basketball program in the state? That's what you should have asked, okay? Because that's what we do in the state of North Carolina. We look at partial results and then wonder out loud, hey, could this team be the best one in the state? And then in no way, shape, or form have what you say come back to you several months later. Nah, never happens. Never happens. It's the OG. Alongside Joe Giglio, I'm Joe Ovius. If you missed anything from today's show, check it out on the Best of the OG podcast. Check us out on YouTube. I'm sure that Dennis has already put up me getting mad at Giglio on YouTube about officiating. So go look up 99.9 The Fan Raleigh wherever you on your app or website or whatever it is. It's just in. Rob Zombie, ready to rock the triangle August 29th. Rob Zombie is going to be coming to Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Tickets are on sale for Rob Zombie right now, and they're going to be coming to the triangle August 29th. So go check that out. Rob Zombie. I've seen Rob Zombie in concert. It's a hell of a show. It was Rob Zombie and Korn. Greensboro Coliseum. That was a scene, folks. It's a great show.
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill.
The Designery grand opening, we're scheduled to open May 16th and do our grand opening party then. We're going to be catering some food. We're doing some giveaways. We have a VR headset, an Echo Show, some kitchen gadgets, and some fancy knives. 12 to 2 p.m.
Please stop by our showroom, 3030 Wake Forest Road. That's The Designery at thedesignery.com.